Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, I need my husband's permission to have sex, all right? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in my late 40s, and I'm married to a wonderful man. We had a very normal sex life until after he had a car accident and became disabled. We haven't had sex in almost 2 years now. We have tried everything, but nothing has worked for us. I am suffering, but I do not want to cheat on him. One night, we were watching a strange movie where a man in the movie did not want to have sex with his wife anymore, so he paid a man to have sex with her, and he would watch them. Well, since I saw that movie, I couldn't get this idea out of my head. I searched online and found a group of polyamorists in my city. They meet once, twice a month, and it's free. Polyamory means loving more than one person. But I only love my husband. I just want to have sex with someone else. And this group is just for that, as long as everyone knows about it and agrees. I only want to fulfill my needs and have sex. I have been honest with him about my interest in polyamory, and I plan to give him some pamphlets on the idea after I attend my first meeting. I am going just to see what it's like, but of course, I would need his permission to participate in sex with someone, and I want him there with me. I haven't told my husband that part yet, so I need to know if I'm totally off base here and need to try another way. Or should I ask my husband if he would mind if I went and got my needs met while he watched? Yes, I would basically be asking my husband for permission to have sex with another man in front of him. This is very important and necessary. Please help. Okay, speaking of permission, I mean, how do we look? How do we look giving you permission to say it's okay to have sex and with another man in front of your husband? I mean, that's way, way, way above our pay grade, okay? It really, really is.
We can do that. We can do that.
Plus, I mean, we don't even know your husband. I mean, is he freaky like that, that he would want to see something like that? I mean, we don't know him. We have no idea. You didn't give us a whole lot of information to go on here. This, that you guys had a car accident, you had a normal sex life before that, and then he became disabled. So what were those conversations like? I mean, since he became disabled, you say you tried everything, but nothing has worked, and you don't want to cheat. Well, just because he would watch if he agreed to this arrangement, that's still cheating. Sorry, it's still cheating. So this situation calls for a serious, serious conversation. Before you even write us, it calls for a serious conversation with your husband, not us. I mean, we have no idea what his disability is. You didn't share that with us, but you said you had a normal sex life before that. So I just say, before you start going to all these meetings and all this stuff, you know, with these polyamorous and having open sex, you know, while your husband watches and all of this, I'm sure there are people that do this. You gotta discuss this with your man, okay? He should have been the first person you talked to this about, not us. All right? I mean, I know people feel like we're their best friends and they connect with us and all of that. And we do. We're here for you. We are.
We're not.
But not on this, not in this bedroom situation. I mean, really, what do we look like saying, yeah, go and have sex with the man and let your husband watch? No, figure that out with you, between you and your man. Talk to your man about this. Come on, Junior.
Shirley.
What?
I'm going to be honest. She about to get ran over.
Huh? What do you mean?
No. The minute she kiss anybody, he in that wheelchair, he going to run her ass right over. Prepare to be ran over. You've never seen this many tire tracks across your body. If you think this is going to go away, tell him he will dive out that chair to choke you if you think you're going to have sex with another man in front of him.
In front of him?
What do you want us to say?
Oh.
This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We are not therapists. We don't do any of that. But we do know this. We do know disabled people have feelings.
Yeah.
And we will, and they will act on them. You cannot sit here and think we're going to go along with you
right.
to get along with somebody. The fact that you called him and said, hey, what do you think? I want to have sex. This little group you in.
Polyamorous mm-hmm. group.
How do you say it?
Polyamorous.
Polyester. The polyester. The poly-
this little suede group you in. I'm talking about this for sure. Everybody. One thing I know about people in wheelchairs, they are never alone. They have other friends. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Right.
And this is not the people you want to make upset.
Uh-huh.
Because all of them as a group, mm-hmm. will run over you. You ain't going to believe how many. You have big ties, little ties. You need to think about this.
Yeah, I don't see your husband going along
think about
with this at all.
Big ties, little ties, medium ties, little sideways ties, flat ties, some inflated. But all of them going to be across your chest if you mess over this man this way. Soon as he tell his friends what you plan on doing, mm-hmm. they going to roll up on you. That's all I'm saying. This is not the time to say this to her.
And it's not like we don't feel for her. Mm-hmm. We do, because she hasn't had sex for 2 years.
Hey, let him lay on you, at least.
I'm
try anything. But the fact you're going to have sex with somebody else, oh, no.
We're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, I need my husband's permission to have sex. A woman in her late 40s wrote in. She's married to a wonderful man. They had a very normal sex life until he had a car accident and became disabled. They haven't had sex in 2 years, so she's suffering. She saw a movie with her husband where a man paid another man to come in and have sex with his wife because he was tired of having sex with her, and he just watched. So she mm-hmm. wants to know, what do we think about her suggesting this and bringing this up and joining this polyamorous group with her husband? So she wants she's asking us, is it okay for her to ask her husband to allow her to have sex with another man while he watches? All right, Jay, let's go.
Okay. Am I going to use the word right? Contrary. Did I just use it right?
Yeah. Popular
contrary to what we believe, there are people out there who believe other things. And if he has no problem with this, the only way he's going to be able to be satisfied with it, he needs to be involved in what she's doing, meaning he needs to get a megaphone. Places, everybody. Here we go.
I love this fool.
We're about to have sex with my wife. Okay. Let me get that fog lamp going. Get that going. Candles. I need candles lit. All right, lights low. Damn it, the lights need to be low.
So he's directing it.
He directed it.
Lower. All right, here we go, partner. I need it. There you go. Hey, sir, you're moving too slow. Speed it up, buddy. Speed it up, buddy. All right, people need to be satisfied here, all right? I'm here. I'm watching you. We got my eyes on you, all right? Look at me. Don't look at her. Look at me, all right? That's how you do it. That's the only way you can do that, is get him involved. And I can roll all over this damn set, too, in this wheelchair, so I can see what's happening.
Oh, no.
I'm quite done.
Now, Jay, I do agree with you. Mm-hmm. There are a whole bunch of freaky things going on out in the world. I certainly and totally agree with you on that. We may not like it, but somebody else may. She just needs to have that discussion with her husband.
That's not us.
Yeah. We can't give her permission to do that.
Well, we can.
All right. Come on, nephew. I need my husband's permission to have sex. What do you say?
We got to get some sex in your life real fast, okay? He's disabled, but you able. So we're going to make sure we get you what you need. You need to start window shopping now. Pick a piece. Start finding a piece that you're going to like. You got to pick a piece.
Like fried chicken? Pick a piece?
Like chicken. Pick a piece. Find something you like. Pick two or three pieces, and then we'll talk to our husband about that later. But at least start getting your stuff together on what you want. Here's what you're going to have to do. Keep running that movie over and over. It's going to help us, okay? then run Indecent Proposal. Run that. You got to run these movies so we can open up his mind for this, okay? I didn't even know they had a polyamory, whatever that is, but I need
polyester.
To know where to
It's polyester.
Yeah, I need to polyester. Find out where these meetings at so I can get to this. I've watched a lot of people have sex. I have. It's a beautiful thing. This is great. Yes. He'll be fine, Shirley.
What? What is he? What?
Yes. I'm the only one who watched people have sex before.
Apparently.
I've listened to a lot of people have sex, too, man.
All y'all that had sex, but ain't never seen nobody else having sex. Huh?
Okay, that's off the subject. Get back to the letter.
Okay, so listen. That's what you got to remember, young lady. While you are in the middle of it, you got to act like you don't really like it, okay?
Right.
No hollering. You got to holler inside. Scream inside your head. Don't
like
scream
what?
Outside.
That voice.
All that. Keep it in. Keep it in. Don't let him. You don't want him to hear that it's a good thing. So just
like she's enjoying it.
Uh-huh. Yes. Do never show that you're enjoying it. Don't do nothing out of the ordinary. Just scream
the silent
inside.
Silent moan. It's called
inside.
The silent moan.
Keep it in. That's like a.
You sound like a cow.
That's what you're gonna sound like when you're holding it in. But don't open your mouth. Lips should be closed. If they go open, see, sound too much like it's a good time. You understand that?
I'm enjoying it too much. I'm with you.
Start shopping now. Pick a piece. A variety is a spice of life. Am I right or wrong? Ain't that what they say?
Where should she go?
It's out there everywhere. In the mall.
Well, if you're going on down to this meeting,
in the mall.
I say go to the meeting and then come back and tell him how the meeting was.
Wow. That's what you say, dude.
Pick a piece, though. Pick a piece while you're at the meeting.
I tell you what, though. You better lock your brakes. Lock your brakes first and then raise hell. Don't raise hell before you lock them brakes.
I can't believe I'm the only one that watch people have sex. I'm
no,
yes,
I
you
watch
are.
A lot.
You are the only one. You and Jay. That's it.
Wow.
Shirley Carly, y'all ain't never seen nobody else have
the things you learn on this show.
I'm real.
You mean in person seen another?
Yeah.
Like
person,
you talking about a movie or in person?
Like in a car or something like that, and you just don't
wait a minute.
Stop.
Shirley, you want to speak up?
Right now?
You
I do
tell
not.
Us something? You don't want to say nothing?
My, look at the time. All right, guys, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM, or you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.